Imagine for a moment that you're a traveler of some kind and that you find yourself in a lounge at a fairly upscale hotel. And seated there in the various way in which the areas cut into discussion spots, and there's a bar and three or four people sitting there and some low chairs and tables and people sitting there having their dialogue. And when you look around the room, albeit unknown to you, every person that your eye falls on immediately measures them. It's the nature of a mind that doesn't have an identity apart from what it judges. And as you cast your eyes around, you fall on a particular man, and he's sitting there, and he's dressed to the nines, which I don't know why it's not dressed to the tens. I mean, if you're going to pick a number, go with the highest number, right? Maybe tens unavailable. And he is cool as a cucumber. That's two euphemisms in a row. Now, why a cucumber? I don't know. Cool. But what you can't see as he's sitting there is that inwardly he's sweating up a storm. Every mannerism, everything that he does, including picking up his cocktail with his pinky properly extended, is a contrived action. It's intended to convey what he wants people to see. And the reason that he wants people to see him in the manner that he's trying to appear is because he's not at all what he seems to be. Any attempt to appear as anything is the root of a lie that lives in a human being that they don't know is a lie, and for whose pain in that human being proves to that human being that they must in fact have selected the right role for themselves because of how self-conscious they are with everything they're doing and acting out. Now you need to understand that self-consciousness of that order is perhaps the highest curse that there is on this planet. That man or woman has no comfort, no consolation, nothing save for one thing, which isn't consolation at all. And that is, and listen to this carefully, by a very distinct role of default. They have selected a role for themselves in this life that they can feel comfortable in because it matches the idea they have of what they're supposed to be. When the very act of trying to appear as something is the act of fear. The very attempt to appear as anything at all is a fear. And rather than, as is intended by a true aspirant of the higher life, coming to recognize, you know what? If I really look at it closely, my whole life has been a search for a role. And not one that I chose. The role that I selected, by and large, was a path of least resistance, step by step by step, for the most part, unless I was born with a love for something. And each step was designed by me feeling uncomfortable in the presence of my culture, my friends, my society, And feeling uncomfortable, I must find a way to protect myself. And the way I protect myself is to find a role that I can feel comfortable in. And the role that you wind up, not you, the role that winds up being selected for you turns out to be the greatest possible restriction a human being could ever agree to enter into. Every role is a restriction. Your task is to destroy the part of you that wants to have a role. Whether it's the role long-standing of a particular persona or the role of being someone sitting in your chair with a certain posture to let people know that you know something. The role of sitting at home and being anxious about what you have to do later today because it's going to be a challenge to you. Do you know that when you sit and think about things that trouble you, people, fears, that you are entering into a role that's been designed by the fear or the disturbance itself? And the role is an attempt to reconcile, to mitigate the discomfort in you. You can't mitigate discomfort in you by selecting a role. Every role you select to mitigate your fear or anxiety hastens and accelerates the identification with that nature. Can you understand that? Don't be a role maker, be a role breaker. Catch yourself. And you don't know how deep this goes. The clothes you select. How many of you, most people I know, most people, the image that your clothes convey, the amount of time putting makeup on, I don't know what you ladies do. Have you ever been with a group of people and somebody said something to you, and before you knew it, you had responded, but you didn't know the words that were going to come out of your mouth? Yes or no? Yes. Who's talking? Who's decided how you will respond in that moment if you didn't even know what the response was going to be? A role. Now, I just make these comments because I want you to understand that this is an idea to be lived with and understood for a long, long time. Most of us, we don't use what's around us properly. We look and we see someone doing this or someone not doing that. And every activity is a role. How many of you are run late, for instance, just out of curiosity? How many tend to run? See, that's a role. You can't live without the anxiety of being at the end of something so that you have to get it done. You can't live without it. That's a role. And you see people, and instead of looking at somebody and being able, because you can be present to yourself, to look and see that what stage are they on today? What role are they is dominating them? Because you know, don't you, that you have probably 12 roles, 12 fairly consistent patterns of behavior, depending on who's where and what's going on. And when you go into that, this happens, you become that role. Do you not? How many of you know the role of the petulant, disturbed person because something isn't doing what you want it to do? Isn't that you don't think it's a role, but you could learn to look around and see people in a role to remind you to break your own. Then every human being serves a higher purpose for you. And by the way, you help them. You know how you hurt other people? By buying into their roles. And do you know how you buy into their roles? Not just by accepting whatever role they've decided they're going to take, but by resisting their role. Every human being that you resist their role, you strengthen their identification with it. Don't be a role maker, be a role breaker.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's GuyFinley.org.